Nina, I can't be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can't be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best, can you pass the fix? Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say, yeah, New York is nice that time of year, almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun, and the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic heart is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking of? Your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office auto replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman.
In case you couldn't figure it out. It's the clandestine transmission. I don't know what I'm saying. I hear too much in my earphones right now.
It's the damn Zeppelin transgression.
Yes. No, it's the clandestine transmission. And you know what? It's been so long since I said the words clandestine transmission, because it's been like a month since we did a show, and I forgot. But that is who we are, clandestine transmission. Here at ImageGiantNation.com, I'm El Ketter.
MIC.
Yeah.
When he said it that time, all I could think of is clandestine transmission is like a prog rock band.
That would be a good band. It'd be fantastic.
Or like a 70s band. Like opening tonight for Jefferson Starship.
It's clandestine
transmission.
Yeah. Alright. I can see that.
With their smash hit, Smoke Bottom.
Smoke Bottom. Alright.
You're funky.
It gets funky. Oh, jeez. I don't know what we're doing. It's really late.
Oh, you know what we're doing.
It's really late at night.
We have a plan. We have concocted a plan. For the listeners.
When we decided to do the show, maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we were like, yeah, we're going to do an all Swedish show. Because I had just listened to the song we just heard, A Postcard to Nina from Jens Lakeman. I had just listened to it on Spotify, which reminded me of how awesome Jens Lakeman was, which reminded me of how awesome Sweden is in general, and all of the Swedish music that I've got on my hard drive. And I was like, oh man, we gotta bring some of that stuff out. We gotta bring it back out. It's springtime. It's sort of the perfect springtime sound.
Because in Sweden, it's springtime year-round.
No, it's not. But
I heard.
No, but...
with the free healthcare.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders going to bring the free healthcare in the springtime year-round.
Sure. Because Bernie Sanders is Swedish. Little known fact.
It's my favorite Swedish Jew.
Yes. But we were like, yes, we're going to do the Swedish show. And I think like we were like, oh yeah, I know exactly what we're gonna play. Got here tonight, everything was all akimbo.
Yeah, figured it out. Though.
Had MIC bring over the psychology manual to diagnose whether or not I am a psychopath. And that was fun.
We're still waiting for the test results to come back on that one.
Sure.
Results are not back.
And then we're like, oh yeah, we also got to do a podcast. Let's put some songs together. And it was a difficult task whittling it down. Because as I'm going through songs, I'm like, oh, I remember this band. Oh, this band's got a dope song. MIC, of course, is naming off a bunch of bands and albums that I don't have. Stuff that he has, but he doesn't have it with him. So it was...
got to merge the collections in the cloud somewhere. Cloud collection.
We can do that. I'm sure. That's
cloud. Is cloud lection?
Cloud Lekman.
Is there something called a cloud lection where you can put like your collection of music in the cloud share it?
I don't think so. But you know what?
We can invent that.
We can do it. You know what? I can actually give
share
you,
all of your music with your family.
All of my stuff is on the. I do cloud backup of all my my stuff. I could give you access to my music files.
I think I do mine too. I should go check. Nope. It's just on my phone.
I learned my lesson because my hard drive died not last summer, but the summer before. And luckily I brought it back to life, but
I'm gonna put that on my list.
When I thought I had lost all of my music, I was like, oh shit, I gotta back up all my stuff.
Because
I wouldn't want to lose all that Swedish music that I've got stored on there.
No,
it's a lot of stuff. It's good stuff.
Swedeless.
But you did hear the sounds of Jens Lakeman starting off this transmission of a clandestine nature. And since I didn't mention it, we are podcasting live from an undisclosed location. Just to put that out there,
in case you wanted to know.
Yeah,
we're not gonna tell you.
In the background right now, I've got the sounds of Clear Up. Finding instrumentals from Sweden proved a really difficult task. I
got to track down remixes and whatnot.
I know I've got a bunch of stuff because I got like a bunch of like sort of club beats.
Mm-hmm.
But it was tracking them down right now while trying to get the show together in like a short enough time span because right. It's late at night. Proved a little difficult. But we're gonna keep moving with more music from the Sweden? What's their motto?
I don't know.
You got your phone out. You can look that shit up real quick. Ask Siri.
Swedish motto.
Like, you know, how like Japan is like the land of the rising sun. What is Sweden the land of? It's like the land of reindeer and ice houses.
I'm trying to read something.
The land of salted fish.
The royal mottos.
I don't know.
From
is it the land of the midnight sun?
The royal motto for Sweden is "For Sweden with the times."
It's a fantastic motto, actually.
Before that, in 1950 to 1973, the motto was "Duty above all."
Not as good a motto.
No.
I gotta say, this is interesting because yesterday I was riding the bus, right, city bus here in Springfield, Massachusetts. Two old white guys sitting near me on the bus. I'm not gonna guess how old they were,
but they were old.
But they were older than us. They were older than you and
they're
I.
Really old.
Which we're you know.
Of age.
We're of legal age, yes. And I'm listening to their conversation, and they're talking about how the problem today is everybody's too up to date. And I'm just like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? They're like, oh man, yeah man, oh they're just too up to date. They're just too up to now. Yes, everyone's just too up to date, Mike. And they kept saying, I'm from the old school. And I'm just like, dude. And I wanted to stand up and be like, yo, y'all are not from the old school. Y'all are just racist, sexist, and homophobic.
Yeah.
I listened to Santo and Johnny Sleepwalk. That's old school. You are just old. Like, come on, man.
Not old school, but old fools.
Yes.
I'm gonna give a couple more Swedish royal mottos for you.
Sweden's up to date.
Yeah, they're up to
date. They're very up to date.
They got some good ones from back in the 1600s.
Oh, geez.
Wisdom is the realm's support.
That's fantastic.
And this is after they had about several mottos from the 1500s about God, basically. God my comfort, God our protector.
That's too much.
And then something must have happened when Christina was the regent, because that's when it switched to wisdom, and then they went right back to God. And then we go to my favorite one, the welfare of the state, my welfare.
Sure. That could be Bernie Sanders.
It's true. They got a lot of welfare ones.
Be his motto for his campaign. It could be his campaign slogan.
One of the mottos was the welfare of the brother peoples.
That's pretty good too, actually.
It's a good one.
Huh.
Yep.
Well then, with this newfound knowledge regarding Sweden, I think we'll...
You're good to go on Jeopardy for Swedish mottos.
You're gonna clean it up. And when they ask you questions about obscure Swedish indie rock bands, you'll have the answers too because of the songs being played on the show.
So take note.
The clear up in the background, name of that track is I Just Want to Make That Sad Boy Smile.
I do.
Yes. And speaking of sad boys, got music coming up next from Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, from their number 3 album. It's called Little Boys in the Ghetto, and it's coming at you right about now, here on the Clandestine Transmission at ImageEyeNation.com.
of dirty dogs. We're gathering outside the pizzeria. And someone written, I love Maria. The flesh and seeds had their fresh and sea show.
Girl, yeah. David. Hi, baby. What? Oh, nothing. Chilling. What are you up to? Oh, really? Yeah, well, do you want to get together? Sounds like a plan. I'm coming over, baby. So you're still in high school, girl. Tell you it was quite a turn. Oh, my little dog, but you. Baby, I'm in love with you. So come on, baby, show your love.
Show your love.
You come on, baby, show your love.
Show your love.
Give your love to me. Baby, since I made you mine, love is with me all.
On the clandestine transmission at ImageEyeNation.com. I'm so adamant. I'm a mess, Mike. I'm a mess.
Yes.
After tonight.
I am operating on like 4 hours of sleep, so I'm just.
You are doing so good right now. Like, you're doing so much.
It's either gonna get really wacky and crazy.
Well, we don't have too much longer because I didn't make this all in some kind of extended operation. I'm keeping it succinct.
But I recommend getting more than 4 hours of sleep.
Oh, usually, yeah. I recommend more than 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but I wanted to be the good son today and not use. I was like, I'm gonna get my mom an Uber to the airport.
You need a.
She gave me a look, and I was like, all right, I'll drive you.
You need to get sleep when you reach a certain age.
That's true.
And you and I have reached that age because we are no longer the young folks.
No. It's not all about the young folks.
No.
It's about the old folks. And not the old school folks on the bus.
I wouldn't say it's about the old folks. It's not necessarily about the young folks.
We have graduated to being just folks.
Yes. It's true. But in the background right now, you do have the sounds of Peter, Bjorn, and John. With young folks. I got really lucky with this. I was like, oh yeah, I got the young folks instrumental, son. And I don't have any other instrumentals from Sweden at all. Like, it's just sad.
Someone else has the... You know who else has a young folks instrumental? This is funny trivia. Fenway Park.
Really?
Where the Red Sox play... I remember I was at the game this past last season and they were playing songs and I was like, what are they playing? I'm like, who's playing young folks? What is going on? So, yeah.
Song with some whistling in it.
I guess
that's all you need.
It's a good ballpark song with the whistling.
Fantastic ballpark song.
Whistling around. Kind of crazy.
That might make sitting through a 9-hour baseball game bearable for someone like El Kenner.
Yep.
But I don't think so, but it might.
PBJ, they're in the studio now working on some stuff. Per the Facebook.
I lost like contact with all those bands. Peter Bjorn and John, Leaky Lou, Like Eli, however the fuck you pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. Even Mike Snow. Mike Snow.
I haven't listened to his new album. I heard some of the singles off it. I wasn't too jazzed about.
They're like the big names from Sweden. They got kind of big here in America.
Yeah.
Right at the tail end of my love affair with Swedish pop music.
They got, because they teamed up with, who's this pop? Icona Pop, is that who it is? No,
I don't know.
Somebody else. Because I heard them on, like, Apple Music or whatever. And I was like, oh, hey, cool.
Of course you did.
Doing a thing on there? I'll listen to that one.
Because that's where you hear things now.
Yeah. Because they're not going to be on terrestrial radio around here.
You know where I hear a lot of Mike Snow?
In your house.
Soundtrack to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Ah.
In the, what's the name of that station, Cody? Maisonette. On the Maisonette station.
Nice.
That's DJ'd by Crookers.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's
yeah.
Cool.
And they got the,
Kid Cudi remix on there?
They got like a, some souped up remix of Animal on there. Snow. It's always weird being in playing like Ballad of Gay Tony and being in the nightclub and it just comes on and you're like, yes,
do a little dance.
You do actually do a little dance. That's actually one of the mini games in Gay Tony, is you've got to make the dude dance. There's two different ones, because there's Maisonette and there's another nightclub. Mm-hmm. In the Maisonette one, you've got to dance with a girl and, like, grind up on her.
Uh-huh.
And you got to move the joystick a certain way.
They should make you bust out the Dance Dance Revolution pad, and you have to dance on the pad.
Now,
to beat that, to get through that.
In the other nightclub in Gay Tony, the gay club, you go there, and you've got to, like, do some choreography. Ooh. And, like, make the rest of the people in the nightclub, like, dance with you.
You got to hit the quad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting. They should spread it out. You should have to go somewhere and like do a bachata.
I stand by
slide.
The Ballad of Gay Tony might actually be my favorite Grand Theft Auto.
What's the one that even you guys were playing last when I came over here?
Five.
Yeah.
Five. Okay. They're all good, but you know I was always partial to CJ and. Yeah, but Gay Tony, it took it up a notch, and I don't know that five necessarily topped that.
They didn't raise the level of the game.
Five is good. You can play as three different people and all that kind of stuff, but there's no DLC yet, so.
Yeah, they treat
their people. Disappointment.
For Xbox, our PlayStation.
I'm looking for some DLC set in Sweden. That's what I'm looking for. Swedish DLC.
Yeah, expand the Grand Theft Auto in. Yeah, go Sweden, go all over that area. Hit up Norway, you know, get on a snowmobile.
I think they call it a snow machine.
Something. Do some skiing, sled dogs.
Reindeer.
You gotta like rescue a polar bear from a melted ice cap. Get some global warming in there.
That could be a game. I don't know why
save
you would...
save the planet. Coming to EA.
So talk to us, Rockstar.
Rockstar Games. We got all the cool
games.
But
in that last break, you heard music from Loney Deer. That was the city, the airport. We actually saw him live with the of Montreal. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
One of those shows that we saw
like
that,
up like, at
the now non-existent Avalon. Yeah.
Yep.
You also heard Mardi in there with High School Drama, and we started off with Suburban Kids with Biblical Names. Suburban Kids with Biblical Names is actually one of my favorite bands ever. They're right in there with Hot Chip and of Montreal. I could listen to that record over and over again. It's just a stupendous album. And that was Little Boys in the Ghetto.
Herbal Dandy.
Sure. Played Loop Duplicate My Heart a lot back in the day on the show. And of course, in the background right now, Young Folks instrumental, Peter Bjorn John. Just to reiterate, I'm gonna ask Mike right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is El Keter psychotic?
The jury is still out.
The jury is out.
Doctor MIC is leaning towards a no.
I had MIC come over with the. With the
DSM,
yeah, and had him put his social worker cap on.
See, what you do is, I wish the people can't see me. What you do with
they can see you.
What you do with the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, is this is I do not advocate everyone doing this, but you need to hit somebody over the head with it because it is like a giant brick. And it could possibly cure
whatever,
any of the disorders
wrong
that are in here.
Yeah.
Now.
So there you have it. Some expert advice from a licensed social worker.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't be telling people to be hitting people over the head with books, but
no.
You know what? No one's really tried it yet. So, hey. Also, possibly reading through that entire thing could
calm you right down.
We'll just get rid of any ailment that you have because you'll be so engrossed by the material. Yes, Aryu will be like, whoa! I am not just have schizoaffective disorder. I have many disorders. And then you know. Call your insurance company and you fill out the SSI paperwork and
then you find out you're getting nothing. I'm not giving you anything.
You're like, man. That could make you feel. I don't know if there's shopaholics in there somewhere. Probably. Obsessive compulsive sneaker buy-in.
I think you have that.
No, not even. I'm cured.
Now you just get all your sneakers for free because your dog is a celebrity.
I wish. I need the free sneaker hookup. I have procured the half off hookup, which is good.
That's pretty good actually. I'd take that.
I need the free hookup. So if anyone's out there has a dog and wants to be my dog's friend, give me free shoes. Holla at a player.
No free shoes for the dog though.
No, I don't think
that messes up their paws.
I don't think I've ever put any type of footwear on his feet. They have little balloons you put on like your dog's feet to keep them from getting like wet and like jacked up in the snow and stuff. No, I mess with that.
Does he eat shoes?
He messes with that. Shoelaces. I think he ate one of Lauren's shoes when he was a puppy. But he'll get a little squirrely and like find my shoe and like pull. I'm like, why is my lace so tight on my shoe? Oh, I know why. The stupid dog was pulling on it.
He's playful, like the young folks.
He's a folk. He's a folk now. 6 years old. It's a folk dog.
So he's got like a guitar. He's traveling around singing songs about the people.
He's busking up in Northampton.
Nice.
I tell you what, if I put him up there with a guitar,
he'd make plenty of money.
Dude would make my rent probably.
He'd clean up.
Look for me up in Northampton, getting my rent paid by my dog.
Yes, his dog will be doing a cover of Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John.
Put a little speaker in there.
That'd
be awesome.
Speaking of, getting back to the music, we're about to play a little handful of some of the bigger, some bigger hits like we mentioned. We mentioned all the names actually, but we're playing some remixes. I'm gonna give you some alternative versions of some of your big Swedish hits.
Sounds like a CD you could buy. Big Swedish hits.
Could be. Change one letter of that. Could be a porno. We're gonna get
Cheddar's
into
big Swedish hits.
We're gonna get into the Diplo remix, the original Diplo remix, the one we were playing on the radio back in the day, not the version that's on the remix album of Peter Bjorn and John's Young Folks. Right about now, here on the Clandestine Transmission at imaginenation.com.
'Cause I would give anything.
Reverberate, Mike. Reverberate! You got it. That's what we do here at the Clandestine Transmission. I almost said Urban Alternatives. That's how sleepy I am.
No, that's the... It's the playlist.
And you were taking it back.
You were playing some classic joints.
Yep.
From back in the day.
That was Mike Snow... with Animal, Mark Ronson remix, MIC remarked. Put Amy Winehouse on that. You know why? Just Mark Ronson. Mark Ronson probably has the dap tones.
Jamming
on the one, doing a little reggae thing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the version of Animal that's in Grand Theft Auto.
What song isn't in Grand Theft Auto? I know, we were talking about that. That's before. Never mind.
That song that your mom did that time. Yeah. That's not in Grand Theft Auto.
No. It's not
on
there.
You only hear that when you go in the basement. You find it. You find the 45.
It's down there.
It is. Little known fact. MIC's mom had the...
Singing the tunes.
Had the brief run-in with stardom in the 19... 19- 1960s. She had this psychedelic garage rock band.
Getting down with the Wall of Sound.
The name of her band was Clandestine Transmission. She opened for the Jefferson Starship.
She's out there.
The airplane.
Woodstocking it up.
I would think, wood stockings would be really uncomfortable. Like stockings made of wood.
But wood,
not be comfortable
but
at all.
But Woodstock, Snoopy's friend. Very comfortable. For a small bird.
Put them in your butt. I don't know why. You just do. So this is where a small bird goes. Just flies right up there.
Sure. Hummingbird.
That's why Snoopy was always... It's always so weird. it's late at night, and we're not used to doing the podcast late at night, and everything's a mess, and it's all... Well, it's late to us. MIC's been up since,
I've been up since 5 a.m.
You have been up as long as I have been up, sir. I've been up since 5 a.m. as well.
I was in the El Catador.
Yes. You also heard, I'm going to let Mike pronounce her name this time.
Who's Licky Lee?
Is that really how it's pronounced, or are you just making that shit up?
I forget. I always have to go back and look up an interview
It's been so many years.
And I haven't seen one in a minute. But every time I see it, I'm like...
But that was a little bit CSS remix. What the hell happened to CSS? Man?
CSS. What's it stand for?
Can't Say Day Sir Sexy.
Day Sir Sexy, yeah. We saw them in concert, too. They were awesome.
I don't think I was there for that.
CSS? That was Of Montreal.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that show.
I think it was
Of Montreal and CSS.
Then maybe it was Of Montreal and LCD Sound System.
We saw Of Montreal and LCD Sound System. We did not see Of Montreal and LCD Sound System. We saw MIA and LCD Sound System.
CSS was at the...
also at the Avalon.
Middle East. So, I forget who they were with. But
It was steamy and sweaty. Like Brazil.
Yeah. It's a hot box in there. Hot boxy. Yeah, we went to...
Fan of the hot box, Mike.
they're not from Sweden. They're from Baltimore. But we went to a beach house last a week ago. And we were discussing how we're getting too old for this shit. Meaning, getting to the show early so we can get in line early, so we can get in the venue early, so we can get a good spot to see the show. Which adds on like a couple... like 2 hours to like your show going experience.
It could be like when you and I went to see Of Montreal in Northampton last year, where you just get there whenever, because it doesn't matter how early you get there, you are not getting a good seat for the show.
No,
because there are no seats anywhere in the venue, and you're just going to be leaning up against a sweaty dude at some point, getting somebody kicking like half empty beer bottles all over your brand new Pumas.
Yeah. Remember Avalon had seats? Was it Avalon?
Because
we went there and sat in them.
Had really nice seats actually, yeah.
But it was small, so the seats were like in a good area to see the show. Now House of Blues has seats, but they're so far away. It's like, unless it's like a band that's like you just want to chill and sort of hang out and like listen to whatever.
You just described every band.
Pretty much.
Because I just want...
I probably should just go sit up there.
I'm much like Large Professor, I just want to chill.
Yes. There are...
keep my hand around a $100 bill.
You could do that, and you could buy a $12 bottle of beer at the House of Blues.
I will not be doing that.
But yeah. Too old for the shows.
I'm not too old for the show.
I
have always been too old to pay for the show. That is the thing. Yeah. The expensive tickets to the show.
Yeah, this show was in my price range. I wanted to go see Radiohead in Madison Square Garden. Not in my price range. impossible to get tickets because they sold out in like 5 seconds this morning.
Really? Of course they did.
Yeah, because they're only doing like so many shows, so of course, you know, if they do one show in the Northeast, then everyone from Portland, Maine to Philadelphia is trying to buy a ticket.
Portladelphia.
It's coming soon to IFC Channel. Portladelphia, starring Fred Armisen as Ben Franklin.
Be interesting. I wonder if it'll delve into some of Franklin's more controversial exploits.
Possibly.
Hanging out with the Hellfire Club over there in England and
making the moonshine.
Visiting with the Egyptian rite of Freemasonry in France.
Getting on a spaceship.
That too. That's George Washington, though. George Washington's the one with the spaceship. You know about that, right, Mike?
I would watch this movie right now. So start writing the script.
No, it's a thing. Real thing.
I know. So write the script. Ben Franklin, George Washington. They did like, you know, Abraham Lincoln versus zombies or whatever.
So what, you want Ben Franklin versus George Washington? That's what you want?
That's what gets you hooked in, but actually they team up, go to outer space,
so
fight the aliens.
Ben Franklin and George Washington fight aliens. And then they crash land at Roswell.
Ooh, wow. There you go. That sets up a sequel real nicely. Let's see what you did there.
It has like a sort of a time travel elements, like some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No,
and they show up. They show up like in the modern times, but not the modern times because it'll be like 1947.
What would they travel in? Because there's no more phone booths.
Who, Bill and Ted?
If you're
I don't know. That's a great question.
You would have to travel in like an AT&T store. I'd have to go to England and get one of those.
No, see, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They traveled in the phone booth. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, there was no booth.
I have to jog my memory. What did they travel in?
I don't think they traveled in anything in Bogus Journey. I think in Bogus Journey they died. They died and went to hell.
They wild stallioned it up.
Yes. And then they went to heaven, and then they met the weird alien, and they came back, and they made like robot versions of themselves.
Yep. Wow.
And there were like evil clones.
I need to watch that one again.
I think it might be on Netflix.
It is? Yeah. I'm gonna have to do a double feature then.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bogus Journey in a long time.
Carlin was in that one.
Carlin's in both.
Devil, like Satan was in it or something, or somebody.
Well,
was in
Death.
It.
Death is in it because he becomes their bass player.
Yeah, true. Wow, we just went on some crazy tangent.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure taught you about history because I was a little kid. And, like, I knew history stuff, but, like, watching that movie, it's like, oh, yeah. All right, Genghis Khan.
Socrates.
I see you. Socrates. What's going on? So, They don't make movies like that anymore.
Nah, it was a good flick.
You know?
I just read a story yesterday about Bill and Ted 3 that Keanu was talking about. Nah, they've been talking about making a sequel, like, forever.
No Bill and Ted 3, no Goonies Part 2.
No, I would be fine with Bill and Ted 3. That supposedly the plot as it stands is like they're middle-aged and they still haven't made the song that's going to like unite the universe that they saw in their future.
Yes.
And so they don't know what's going on, and it's a good premise. I think it's a good premise. Of course, no Carlin.
They have to do a ghost Carlin.
Like what? Computerize him?
Ooh, maybe that. Yeah, put him. Just put him in a computer, like Siri or something. You can just do like all those Carlin phrases.
Could do that.
And be upset that this is what he's become. And do like a bit on it.
I can see that. Okay. All right. And then the spaceship lands, and fucking George Washington.
That's the end scene. When they
land, Franklin get right the fuck out of that ship.
When they land in Roswell, they open the door, and who is there? Bill and Ted. And
boom.
And that sets up
part... Crossover.
Yeah, it's the crossover, sets it up, you know. We can mix in some Marvel Universe and like have a crossover with them too, since everyone's doing that now. And
have Rey from Star Wars show up.
Mickey Mouse, Deadpool. Disney owns them, and
I'll be all over.
It's gonna be one big movie.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So thanks for sticking with us through at the clandestine transmission movie minute.
At the top of that last break, you heard Young Folks, Diplo's original Drums of Death remix from Peter, Bjorn, and John. In the background right now, it's the Radio Department with Southside. Very short, brief instrumental, atmospheric instrumental from their Pet Grief CD.
Put your atmospheric instrumental on.
And we're going to wrap the show up for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission. I don't even know, man.
Another one in the vault.
This one's definitely in the vault. Definitely an Urbalt favorite back in the day when we were doing the Urban Alternative.
Oh, God,
so,
yes.
An Imagination dandy. Me and Mike... So many replays of this song.
This song is timeless.
Tooling down the freeway in the Ford Explorer with this like cranked up, driving through like Worcester.
Somewhere.
We were driving to Worcester.
But it's time. Someone could like throw this on some random blog or something and present it as like a new song.
Yeah.
And I think like all the like music blogs that weren't around back then. You know what? The people blogging for the blogs that were around back then would be like, "What is this shit? Oh my god!"
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, "Yo, this joint's like 10 years old, B."
Yeah, it's some of the smoothest shit ever. It's Juvelin, or Juvelin? I don't know. Of course, I remember. And we're gonna get into that right now on the Clandestine Transmission here at Imagination.com. Just a quick reminder, as always, Imagination HQ at Facebook, Imagination HQ on the Twitter, El Ketter on the Twitter, MIC on the Twitter, who he will deny your friend request like he just did to somebody about 15 minutes
you know
ago.
What? That person may have listened to the podcast.
It's a possibility.
To be my friend.
It's a possibility.
Oh, I'm sorry, person that looked like a...
He was like,
possible
this, he was like, this person is fake. Denied.
Yo.
Bonjour Nino.
He will take all your friend requests.
On Twitter, on Instagram. El Keter Ben Zadik on Instagram. All that jazz. Imagination HQ on PlayStation Network. Visit Little Fish Inc. Buy something. Also, Little Fish Inc. on PlayStation Network, and I'm pretty sure Little Fish Inc. is also on Twitter and Instagram. So that's your whole social media roundup.
It's a roundup.
And don't use Roundup on your lawn because it's bad.
It's toxic.
It's poison.
Poison too.
And it gets in the groundwater, and then you drink it, and it gives you cancer.
And your pets step on it, bring it in the house. Then you step on it, bring it in your mouth. It's not good. That's a PSA.
In your house.
It's a PSA to my neighbors.
You don't want it in your house.
Who I see.
You don't want it in your mouth.
Keep the Roundup out of your mouth.
But if you want it in your house, you also want it in your mouth. So keep that in mind anytime you bring anything in the house.
One thing for your mouth?
You think about it.
Big black dingus.
Yo, you said that, and I was like, I don't know what this is. I'm not opening it.
Somebody saw Hateful Eight last night. Apparently,
I just saw Hateful Eight, and that's stuck with me.
That's the kind of thing that sticks with you.
And I'm gonna continue to repeat that many times for all kinds of inappropriate.
All right. On that note, we're gonna wrap up the all Swedish edition.
Sam Jackson loves Sweden.
I don't know that.
He gets all his Kangols from Sweden. Swedish-made Kangols. No?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Plays a lot of golf there. There's golf courses there.
What are you drinking? Is that Orangina? What is that?
I would have had an Orangina. This is a squeezed lemonade, not from concentrate. Tonight's show brought to you by Nantucket Nectars.
It was absolutely not brought to you by Nantucket Nectar. Yeah, I don't... I can't drink that.
MIC was like... I am not going to survive the night on just water.
That's just a bottle of sugar right there. That's
I
all
need
that
a
is.
Bottle of sugar.
Not me. Too many carbs.
Stay off the sugar, kids.
Yes.
Booger sugar and actual sugar that goes into your, you know, fruit drinks.
But stay with the sugary, sweet pop sounds.
Yes.
Of Sweden's Juvelin. Peace, Sweden. Of course, I remember. Clandestine Transmission. We're out for another week. Peace.
Whisper.